Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, everybody shall have a valley experience. But those that hold on to God know while they're going through, Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. While you're giving God some praise, I want to say this song. There's a lily down on the valley, on it to be bright as the morning star. There's a lily, Lord, in the valley, it's bright as the morning star. There really is a lily, Lord, in the valley, bright as the morning the star. Heard a amen, Lord, amen. Lord, have mercy. Joy,
don't you know it's in the
valley, found it to be bright as the morning star. Somebody found
good
joy in the
valley.
The valley is bright. Come say your peace. Come on, say
somebody found love in the valley.
Found it to be
bright as the morning star.
Somebody found
love in the valley.
In the valley,
bright as the morning star.
Somebody found
love in the
I found peace.
I found it
in the valley.
Found it to be
bright as the morning star.
Somebody found
peace.
I found it in the
valley.
Somebody found deliverance
way down
in the valley.
Somebody found peace of
oh,
mind
in the valley.
Somebody found joy
divine in the valley.
Somebody found love
yeah.
This evening
in the valley.
Somebody found hope this evening
in the valley.
In the valley.
In the valley.
In the valley,
in the valley,
in the valley,
in the valley,
whatever you need,
in the valley,
God's
yeah,
got it,
in the valley,
whatever you desire,
in the valley,
get happy
yeah,
in it,
in the valley,
he'll give it to you,
in the valley,
he'll give it
yeah,
to you,
in the valley,
Jesus said,
in the valley,
Jesus said,
in the valley,
Lord, I'll be with you,
in the valley,
always,
always,
whatever you need,
from the Lord
in the valley. David said, you know I walked coming through the valley. I tell you tonight, we that are saints of God, coming out.
Out of the valley.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tried to stop John P. Key a little early this morning, but I couldn't get it to stop. But we thank God, we thank God. I love good gospel music, and I like going back to the old days, listening to old music, because I tell you, I got to stay in the old path and continue to look around. I got to go back to the first place where I first found my first love. I got to go back sometime and do my first work over. And see, if I don't stop and take inventory and measure up, go back and look and measure where I started to where I am now, sometime I keep going and I'm messing up. And see, I won't mess up because I haven't measured. I haven't gone back to take a look around. Yeah, I haven't gone back to make sure I'm the same way I started and began to walk. I still have that humbleness. I still have that love. I still have that joy. I still have that fire. I still want to testify. I still want to talk about God. See, I want to go back. Some people, they can't talk about him all the time. Every so many words in the conversation, he come up in the conversation. But when you love him, you can't help yourself. Hallelujah. And when he's been good to you, when he's done things that was impossible, he made it possible. Look at here. What was impossible, he turned it into a possibility for you. It happened. You can't help but love him and talk about him. You can't help but teach others about faith, talk to others about believing in him, because you know what your belief did for you. So if they can believe, it'll do great things for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. This morning our topic is Let Me Testify. And we're going before the throne of grace right quick and pray and come out talking about Let Me Testify. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this morning. And Lord, we thank you for bringing us together as a group on one accord, Lord, in one place to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, to talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. Father, so that as we're lifting you up, you're drawing others unto you. This is the day that you have made. Help us, Father, today to rejoice and be glad in it. The day is good. Things that come about during the day, Lord, they may not be so good, but the day itself is good, and we thank you for another day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. Father, we thank you for our family and friends. We thank you for those even that are sick this morning. But, Father, we ask that you would heal as only you can do in the precious name of Jesus. We ask this morning that you would remember those that are incarcerated and their families and those that are in every branch of the military and their families. Lord, remember those that went into the military, didn't return the way they went in. Lord, remember Blog Talk hosts, remember children today. Lord, remember America and the leadership of America. Have mercy today, O God. In the name of Jesus. And remember every preacher preaching in the name of Jesus and obedience unto you and love for your people. Move today by your spirit, O God. And every caller and every listener this morning, O God, we ask the Lord you would bless their going out and bless their coming in and move by your spirit for these your people and bless their families today. Father, keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. And as they go into the weekend, Lord, I ask that you would open doors and make ways for them. We ask all of this morning in the name of Jesus and ask that you would bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning and have your way here today. And bless, Lord, as only you can do. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to just begin to share a little bit about things that God has done. Let me testify. And I tell you, this is one thing that I know. God will put people in your path that are like you. He'll send someone who needs what you have. And he'll send you to someone who have what you need. This is the way that he does. Good morning to you, Acts 2:38. Believer, God bless you. God bless you this morning. Good morning, Brother Louis. God bless you. God bless you. But I wanted to talk about that because I saw some a day or two ago. God sent this man. And as we began to talk, he said, Barbara, you have what I needed. I'm so glad God put you in my path. And I tell you, I thank God for podcasts. I thank God for that because many have come through there and they take a listen. And sometimes they start off listening, you know, they don't know what it is. And the more they listen, the more they see. Oh, this real right here, this is nothing to play with. This that real thing. Because, see, the new wave, new age thing has come out as far as the church go. And do you know you have people in the church who don't know about not committing fornication? People don't know about that. People think they meet somebody. They don't know about Rebecca and Isaac. They don't know about what they used to call back in the day a courtship. You're courting a young lady. They don't know about that. You engage for a whole year. You never touch the woman. And you don't see her every day. You see her on the weekend. And you had to go to her father to get permission to see his daughter. And the mother is teaching the daughter. They don't believe in that no more. It's my thing. I do what I want to do. But this is how the divorce rate got so high. This is how we get into so much trouble. Because we don't really wait on God. We jump into some stuff. The young man I met, he said he prayed and he believed this woman come along, and he was thinking, you know, she might be my wife. Now, you know, I explained some things to him. Because if you got a question almost everything, that's not the one. When God sends something, he's going to let you know. And especially you patiently waiting. You're not touching her. You're not feeling her. You're not talking to her about sex. You're not doing these things. You're talking to her about the work of the Lord, the Spirit of God. You see? But we got to go back and take a look around because we're not taking a look around. We're not going back because we don't want to appear to be old-fashioned. We want to be like everybody else. But I tell you, it's that crowd that's on that wide road. Listen today. That wide road that leads to destruction is really crowded. But that narrow road that leads to eternal life, every now and then you pass somebody on that's not really crowded. Every now and then you meet somebody on the road and you get a chance to stop and talk or you get a chance to speak and keep going because you got your work to do and they have their work to do. But I'm telling you, following the new wave, the new age, the new modern church, I'm going to call it. I don't know if you'll make it back with God or not. I can't say. Because you don't want the old God. You don't want the old ways that'll keep you safe. See, God designed this word to keep us safe. The Bible keep a woman safe. The Bible keep a man safe, a child safe. It'll keep anybody safe that can get in there and read it and understand it and apply it to your everyday life. That's why he designed it. That's why he had men to write it. And that's why he gave us wisdom and knowledge so we can understand it. I've heard people say it's a roadmap. And I believe just that. Because he's going to show you the way to walk. He's going to show you what to do, how to do it, if we want to do it. But see, man thinking he's smart and man thinking he's entitled to something, he's due something, and he should be able to express himself in the way that he wants. But you didn't make God for your pleasure. You didn't make this world. Man don't hang the stars in the sky at night and the sun during the day. That's not what man does. That's the job of an almighty God who so loved us, he brought us forth for his pleasure. But we want to do what we want to do. We don't want to go back and get it right with him. We want to keep going forward and following the crowd, and the crowd is leading us to hell. See, they're not teaching that hell is higher than it enlarges itself daily. They're not teaching that God will allow you and judge you to hell. They don't want to say anything about that. Nobody wants nobody crying loud and staring not, because they don't want their little feelings to be hurt. They want you to pat them on the back and keep burping them because they want to stay on milk. But we got to get off milk and get on meat and learn how to digest the food that we eat, which is the word of God. We got to learn how to digest it. Now, some things you eat that give you indigestion, it don't feel good. Some things you're going to read in the word, you're going to find yourself right there doing wrong according to the word of God. That's when you begin to pray and ask God to take that out of you. That's when you begin to pray and ask God, when this come back around, Lord, don't let it find me in the same place, but let it find me going on. And you swept the house clean. And if it comes back, it can't come in, because nothing is here now but your spirit. Yeah. See, we got to learn to stay with God. You done moved past God. See, they stopped the mothers and the deacons and the brothers and sisters from getting up testifying in the church. They stopped all of that because they didn't want to hear that. They want to get to the preaching so they can do their thing, leave there, get your money, and go on. That's what it's all about. But I remember when a Mother Tyler would get up and she would testify and tell the church, God kept me, and he didn't keep me against my will, but he kept me because I wanted to be kept. See, I didn't understand. I was a girl. But he said, when you're a child, you'll do childish things. But once you become grown, you put away childish things. See, once I became an adult in God, now I understand what Mother Tyler was saying. And I don't want to go back to childish things. See, I don't want to go back to the Barbie doll, the doll house. I don't want to go back to putting paper dolls on a cardboard doll. I don't want to go back to playing with the tea sets and all of this kind of thing. Easy bake ovens. I'm a full grown woman. I don't want to go back to childhood like that. But what I want to do in my maturity, I want to walk up like a grown woman. I want to act mature because I am. I want to show wisdom. I want to show knowledge. And as a Christian, as a woman of God, as a believer, I want to show the world I come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, for he never failed me yet. And sometimes it'll cause you to say, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Yeah. So we want to testify. We can all, you know what? You don't have to really study the Bible to get a sermon, to get a message. I can think in my mind about the goodness of the Lord, the things he's done for me, the places he's brought me from, the places he's brought me out of. And it's a message in itself. But folks expecting too much. And no matter what God give them, they're not going to live right before him. I don't care what God give them, they're not going to live it. They run into this kind of conference and that kind of conference. And they honor God with their lips, but their heart is far from it. They don't even know how to love right. They don't know how to treat people right. Do you hear what I'm saying to you this morning? They want to talk about him and make you think they got him. But deep down, if you check him out, you'll find out he don't live there. But what we want to do is get it right with him. So I don't want to get it right with the job, the supervisor. I could care less about getting it right with the pastor at the church. I don't have to get it right with my family. But I must get it right with God. He's the author and finisher of my faith. He's the one that's going to have the last word. See, they don't think about this, and we don't think about it, I'm going to say, because what we do is we're in the world, and we want to be of this world. That's what we want. We want to act like the world, look like the world, do what they do. But we got to learn to separate the two. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim just passing through. This is my workstation down here, and I aim to get my work done. But when I punch this clock for the last time, as they say, on this side, when I open my eyes again, I'm looking forward to standing before him to hear what he has to say. And I'm looking forward to hearing him say, "Well done, that good and faithful servant. Come on in, hallelujah." Because his son, Jesus, has already prepared me a place to stay, that I can be there forever. But it takes something to get something. He loves us. And there's nothing I don't believe that's good that God will withhold from us or that God will not do for us. But what is it that we won't withhold and what is it that we won't do for him? Will we stay in his word? Amen. Acts 2:38, believer. Yes. We go back to the old way. What is it we need to do for him? We need to do whatever makes him happy, whatever brings God pleasure, whatever God can accept are the things we should be doing, because I know people think he accepts any old thing because you accept any old thing. But God does not accept just any old thing. If he did, he wouldn't have told you about hot and cold, lukewarm. He wouldn't have told you about that. He wouldn't have said anything to the effect, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." He wouldn't have told you these things. You could have just came to him and said, "Well, save me," and ran on down the street. It takes more than going to that altar, saying you repent and I receive him, I believe and I receive him. It takes a little more than that. He left a road map for us to follow so that we can get back to him. Look at Adam and Eve in the garden. I know we're getting close to time to get out of here, but when I look at them, they made it possible that we separate from God. Sin will separate us from God. Do you hear me this morning? Sin won't keep you with God. It separates you. He don't look on sin. He don't deal with sin. That's not his department. That belongs to the devil. So Adam and Eve disobeyed in the garden and called us to be separated. But look at God. He brought forth the word and made the word in flesh, human form, so that it made a way to redeem us back to him. You see, we got to keep focused, because I tell you, looking at TV, I tell you, hearing all this stuff, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and it's no telling what else, Snapchat and chat snap and all of this stuff out here. The way they're doing business now, they call it marketing and all kind of stuff, and they done changed the game out here. You don't just do business the regular way between people like you used to. There's a lot more. You got to be an innovator, they say, all kind of foolishness. And they bringing this thing to the church, then brought it to the church. And what you did in business now, that's how you run the church, like you run a business. That's God's house. That ain't no business. But that's sure a sign of this. They don't have reverence for him. And they thinking because they got mega people coming over there, they figure God sent them and they on the right track just as far from the truth as ever. And the word said it best. There's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Do you know the more people you have, the more accountability you got? And are you really feeding these people the true word of God? Are you going back, taking them to the old path to look around? I can't run Jesus in the morning like no business. It's not no business. This is a place where God get his word out to his people. This is a place where God show love and kindness. Not no business. Not putting up no. I tried to make a Jesus in the Morning website. I said, you better sit down and make that cited. Because we have to be careful what we put up. We have to be careful what we do. I've tried to follow a lot of stuff. I wanted to put a few things over on in the, I got a group called the Prayer Club, and I wanted to put some commercials and different. No, ma'am, that's just like getting up in church, advertising. He threw the money grubbers, money lovers, no respect folks out of there. He beat them out of there. So now you're not gonna carry this over where prayer is going forward. Find some other place. You can put it anywhere you want, but don't put it over there. Hallelujah. So, look, our time is ending. We got about 3 minutes. I want to pray us out this weekend. And we're coming back Monday, and Monday we'll be back on our two-hour range. I'm going to try to bring some new guests next week. I'm looking to get in touch with Mr. John Bryan and bring him, and let him be a blessing unto us as well. And Pastor Grimsley. And a few more people, I'm trying to get them to come, and I believe he told me yes. So we're going to get them on next week and just have a good time in the Holy Ghost in Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So let's pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, your word won't return void. And Father, I thank you for Psalm 105. I thank you this morning for David putting that together. And Father, I ask today that you would bless your people. Bless us this weekend, our going out and our coming in. Meet the need in our lives. And God, use us in your service this week. Lord, we will witness to others and that they would accept you. The Lord, they would come to you full-heartedly, wholeheartedly, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every family member, God, as we depart this morning, of every calling, every listener. In Jesus' name, again, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed weekend. And we know that Father's Day coming up, and I'm going to try to do something for fathers this year. And so we just thank God. Again, at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. Have a blessed weekend.